Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of Sito with Lebo and Tato Ramperi. Here's a special one, guys. Usually it's just us two. I'm pretty sure the previous podcast we said we're tired of it just being us two. We want more guests, and today we've got Zama Naomi in the house. Really, really exciting, guys. So she's a friend of like just the Jitas. She was on ASM a couple months ago.
Yeah, like one of the first.
Yeah, like one of the first videos. Yeah. Like first like five videos.
I think it was the second or the third one.
Yeah.
One of our she was our first guest, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And then now she's like our first guest in this season of Seated. So
yeah.
Awesome. That's also really cool.
Woo! Zama! Zama! Zama!
You guys don't know Zama.
Don't hype me up.
She's a really fun content creator, guys. A lot of dance content. She's an amazing DJ. In the entertainment space,
gym content as well, yeah. Comedy as well. Yeah. Which one don't you do? Which one don't you do? You do modeling as well. Which one don't you do?
Podcast.
Yeah. Do you sing? You don't sing also. You don't sing.
No,
yeah?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
So you can sing.
A little bit.
Were you in choir or what?
Yeah, I loved it.
Okay,
that's nice. So today's conversation is different. Is it different? Ugh, it's the same.
It's not different.
This is a self-help podcast. This is a podcast for you to heal.
Yeah. Like,
we've been getting such positive DMs. So shout out to you guys. People have been saying like, yo, it used to be so funny and just jokes, but now it's like, yo.
Deep and meaningful.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
It's like, yeah, which is dope. It's like things people are scared to speak about with their friends.
Yeah.
Like you guys say, we always have uncomfortable conversations in a very light-hearted manner. And today's topic is rethinking masculinity, breaking down the stereotypes and the stigmas. And I think the best way to do this is by first defining masculinity and then defining toxic masculinity. The purpose of this episode for me, what I'm trying to gain from this is to kind of see what's the perfect balance of masculine.
Yeah.
A man should be. Because we know what they say a man should be. We know what a man is. But there's like, you know.
And I know the type of man I am.
Yeah. And up to these definitions, because something fine, Zama doesn't actually describe us.
Yeah.
Based off of the definitions and what she just thinks about us. But yeah, let's define this before you guys are confused, because I'm a bit confused. So, masculinity refers to the qualities, attributes, and behaviors traditionally associated with men and boys. This can include traits like strength, assertiveness, independence, and leadership. It's important to note that masculinity can vary widely. It can vary widely across different cultures and historical periods. Like now, it's very different to what a man was back in the day. And then toxic masculinity, on the other hand, refers to cultural norms and behaviors that can be harmful to both men and society. So you're not just harming yourself, you're also harming society. Everyone around you.
Yeah. In society.
In society. This concept includes the glorification of traits like dominance and aggression to the extent that it discourages emotional expression and vulnerability. Toxic masculinity often perpetuates harmful stereotypes, such as the idea that men should not seek help or show weakness, and can lead to negative outcomes like aggression, homophobia, and the devaluation of a woman. Yeah, so straight off the beds, I'm out of this.
Now, first of all, what in the prepared reading? Yo, he read a definition for how long?
He did.
How long was that? Like 2 minutes, ne?
And I have a really bad attention span. I'm
I think he lost me after the definition is.
Wow.
But it was good.
I heard a couple of things.
Yeah.
One, if it's toxic masculinity, it's harmful not only to yourself, but to society.
Yes.
How? How is that even possible, bro?
Well, like, for example, like it said, like, you know, when a man removes the ability to express himself,
yeah,
it can affect his romantic relationships.
Yeah.
Before we dive in, please, on that spectrum, describe us as men.
Okay, as men?
Yeah, describe us as men.
Okay, I'm going to start with you.
Okay. All right.
Can
I go?
Mr.
Okay.
T.
It's fine.
Can I go there?
Go for it.
Okay, I'm describing you as a man.
Yeah.
Like, kind of man I think you are.
Yeah.
I think you are a dominant man. You are very... You handle things. Like, you take care of things.
Yeah,
like,
you definitely...
Let's go, let's go, like, let's go. Sorry. Please, are you letting the correction?
Oh, yes.
Okay. sure. Keep going.
Yeah, no, you hold it down. Like, you definitely give me...
Yo, guys, we're so sorry for disturbing this episode of Seated, but we've got such amazing news. KFC Kentucky Town is back, and it's nationwide. wide. So if you guys missed out on the hype of the Donut Zinger Burger, the Gravy Baby Burger, this is your guys' time to go to selected stores only.
And it's not only just the food, guys. They've got crazy drinks lined up, such as like the Cherry Cola Boba and the Pink Citrus Crusher. Oh, we are excited. And if you guys are homie like me, just
a homie, a homebody.
A homebody like me, you can order it exclusively on KFC Delivery Plus and as well as Uber Eats Delivery.
Yeah, guys. So
don't miss out on applied.
Very important.
Yeah.
Hey. So don't miss out on this KFC Kentucky Town, guys. KFC, it's finger licking good. Back to the podcast.
I don't want to say provider because it's not like you have like a family to provide for like that yet, but you definitely have. If I was looking for a man who knows what he's doing, like, but is on a journey of like yourself, I'm assuming you're on your journey.
Yeah.
I would want somebody who is focused, like you're focused, man. Like
very focused.
Yeah, you're on the grind. Yeah. You're literally just doing your thing. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
So like you give me like.
Like yeah, masculine man.
A man who knows what's happening in his life.
Yes, not, he takes not control. Just, like yes. you take control of everything that you have to do in your life.
Okay. Not baby, I don't know. Today was, I don't know what I'm going to do.
But that's toxic masculinity because men are allowed to cry.
Yeah. So I'm gonna correct or add on to what you said. Yeah. And maybe give more depth after you describe
Luke. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah.
How can I just, I think...
It's okay, you can be honest, you can be offended. I won't get offended, you can say anything.
Okay. I feel like you are very... This is the wrong word. Very...
Get it out! Sorry.
Okay. You see, very childlike. This is what I was going to say. I feel like in a situation where you're in a relationship with somebody, I feel like there will be situations where they're trying to... talk to you about something serious and you'll turn it into like a joke. Almost.
Okay.
I feel like you're kind of still in your like boyish phase.
Yeah, like just the before the let's invest in property phase.
But at the same time you're also invested in your future. Like you're definitely focusing and you are on the right path, like you are working towards your future, you know, you provide for yourself, you do all of these things, but I think you just very playful.
And then before we do the corrections, I want to hear what your definition would be like then for the most perfect man. Like the most perfect man. Like what makes a man, if you had to do it in maybe like 3 points, what would you say would make a man?
I would say somebody who is a natural caretaker.
Okay.
Like somebody who takes care. Somebody who you know you can be safe with. Not even just physically, but you know, like, if you're ever in a situation, you can hit them up and be like, hey, this is what is going on. Somebody who just takes charge and, like, takes initiative and is very self-aware.
So we missed the point with the charge. We didn't get charge asked. We didn't get No, I'm joking. You want to go first about your corrections?
No, I hear that. But that's I feel like that's such a... I like that, but also I feel like that's also like both ways, eh? Like, it's a good way to describe just a reliable partner.
Mm.
But I think like, okay, the taking charge parts, maybe
can be.
It's like, not take charge, but the counterpart.
Cool fly.
Do you want to represent yourself or do you want me to do you and then you do me?
I think do each other.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So
cool.
I think, okay, so.
So.
I'll go first.
Which one did you think was like, okay, go. You go first.
So I think like online, when it comes to creating content, okay. So in general, Libo's a funny person.
Yeah,
he's a funny person. He's a funny bro.
Yeah,
with his friends and his family, he's a funny person. Even with his romantic partners, he'll be a funny person. Online, his character is like the funniest person, right?
Yeah.
So he over exaggerates. He does a little bit more. It's there. So it makes him seem like he's very childish, very, you know, fun and energetic and playful. In real life, Lebo was petty, but he's the most Zulu man
got him.
I know in his like partnerships. Like,
are we lapo lapo weepy?
I know.
Weepy, lapo lapo weepy.
And so you see, like, for example, now he'll say like that, but with his partner, he'll be like, dog, you're not doing that. Like, he's a very stern.
I'm very stern.
He's very dominant. He's a leader. Yeah. He's a, but also, he's also very soft. He can also be very soft. But the softness comes when it's time for him to care for his partner. But when it's time for him to correct statements from his partner, when it's time for him to be like, this is wrong, this is right, he's very stern, very strict, very...
dominant.
Very Zulu man.
Okay, Zulu is a very...
I'm saying this because Percy called you a Zulu man like 2 days ago.
Yeah, he did say that. Yeah, but I am like that. Okay, I'll do Tato. Okay.
Also, you agree with what I said?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Got you guys! Got you! Yeah, I think everything you said about Tato is 100% true. Dominant, I'd say 50-50. Like, I wouldn't say he's the most dominating person, but he is very much like a... like a, this is the direction we're going type person. I think he's he, like what you said, like very focused.
Yeah.
So now when you also in the relationship, you, if you're looking at the stars and not focused, your contract might get eliminated. So you must stay focused. You must pay attention in the.
I remember I used to when I was in relationships in the past, man. Like I'd go, let's say I'd be chilling with my girlfriend at the time, and I'd be here, and then I'd come back. When I come back, the place is like turned inside out, like clean, like she's done everything, whatever. Oh. And she's like, bro, I know how strict you are when it comes to like doing something in your day. So I'm too scared for you to find me how you left me. Because I know you're gonna come back and be like, all right.
This
but
and
that's
that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is you're awesome. Right. You're right. Yes, 100%. Okay. 100%.
So I wanna ask you also, because obviously there's being masculine and toxic masculine, but there's also this new phrase that men are sassy and too feminine.
Princess.
So now, what feminine aptitudes would you like in your man? Like, what feminine aptitudes do you think are acceptable for your man to have, for example?
He needs to be gentle.
Gentle.
Like,
okay.
You know, men a lot of the time feel like they need to be rough. They need to be like, you know, and I want a gentle person. Somebody who's gentle, somebody who's like patient and just isn't like, you know, this the toxic side of like where this comes in is where men feel like you guys people call people that love their partners simps.
Yeah, which is wild.
It's crazy.
That's
like,
just loving.
I want literally like I would rather have a simp than have somebody who is just nonchalant and is like no, like seriously, like
every day. Good morning, baby. What did you eat? Please call me when you can.
No, but no, that's the thing. Now,
no, we're talking about someone obsessed with you, basically, because that's what basically simping is like.
Okay, but I feel like women take so. Because I was talking to this one girl a few weeks back. Well, yeah, some girl I was talking to better stopped, right?
Yeah.
She was like...
How were you talking? Loud, soft, romantically?
Anyway, I was talking to this girl. romantically.
Yes.
And she was like, bro, the world views you as this like strict, serious, unapproachable guy. Like, you know, you're a big guy, tall guy. But when you're with me, not that I'm a simp, but I'm a very soft, calm, chilling, like gentle. So she was saying she really enjoys the fact that like no one gets to see the gentle side of me.
But then
on the outside, I'm this dominant person or this, yeah, whatever. So I believe that, are those types of guys being called simps? Or is that a simp?
I don't know. I think simps are more like, so.
Simps are bruised that are scared of their girlfriends.
No, simps are just bruised that just love their girlfriends like for real. Like I think it's actually
like flowers.
Yeah, like flowers,
and
chocolate.
If they with a bunch of guys that cheat on their girlfriends and they say, I'm not cheating on my girl, y'all.
Yeah.
Then it's like, simp. Then, like, no, baby, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I always say in that situation. I always say, no, hear me. I always say, Zama, listen to me. I always say, no, guys, like, nah, I will never do that thing. And they're always just like, boo. I'm like, yo. It's unfair. Like,
Who are they?
Who say boo? They all say boo. Like, boo.
Wow. So dead.
No, but jokes aside.
None of your friends in relationships. How is that?
Yeah, no, jokes aside. I think that women like certain feminine like qualities in like men. For example, like, you know, bros that are clean, bros that are gentle, bros that are like very in touch with their emotions. Yeah,
exactly.
But it does get to a certain extent where like, would you say a man is too emotional?
Yeah, no. Like so there needs to be a bit of a balance.
Like, okay, wait. I want to do something. Sorry for cutting you in. I want us to play a game. And it's for you. This game is for you.
Okay.
And it's based off of these different things that I was describing.
Basically, yeah.
Right? Sorry for cutting you though. So I think this would be nice because it'll... then also help us. We can stop doing around and we can touch on that on that traits, right?
Okay.
Cool. So, round one. So, option, so you have to choose option A or option B. Option A, always pays for dates. Option B, expects partner to split the bill here and there.
Option A.
Always, Emma! Always!
No, like, if I take him out, it's different. But
that's
like,
what I'm saying. Like, you say you never take out a man. Like, you'd never take out a man.
I would, fully. But, like, if we are chill, if like, we are going about our day and then we end up at two restaurants, that's not really part of my budget. And I expect my man to be able to take care of stuff like that. Yeah.
Real. Real. I agree with that part.
Yeah.
Okay. Round two. Option A, never shows emotion. Option B, openly cries during movies. It's meant to also be fun and giddy.
Like that, type five.
Yeah. Okay, option A, option B.
Option A, never shows emotions. Option B, openly cries during movies.
Option B.
Okay.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, they're watching.
No, never showing emotions is kind of crazy. No,
yeah,
yeah, right. Never showing emotions is like, it's a hectic thing, you know?
Okay. Option A, dominates conversations. Option B, actively listens and engages.
Option B, because as a man, you don't need to talk too much.
Yeah, but
you don't need to talk too much. Like,
just listen. Okay, option A, obsessed with gym selfies. Option B, enjoys outdoor activities without posting.
Option B.
Okay.
It's an easy test, eh?
I like these ones. I was always good at these in school.
Option A or B. Option A, uses pickup lines. Option B, starts conversations with genuine interest.
Option B.
Okay, so let's pause there. How does someone start a conversation with you? Stranger, by the way. Genuine conversation.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Teachers, bro.
Like, teacher, I don't know. I always open up with a joke.
I would love to go to like a spa or Woolworths and see a girl that I'm attracted to and be able to speak to her. But in my mind, if I'm outside and I speak to a girl, I'm disturbing her.
Yeah, you know, I think it depends on her interest. Like, if you're somebody that is her type, then it's going to be like, she'll actually help you come up with the conversation. Like, it'll be a thing of... Yeah, for like for me, for example, if I'm interested in, and somebody comes up to me and they tell me that apple, you like apples?
Oh, wow. let's read the beat.
I will actually be like, I love apples. You know, I'm actually on this health journey. So like health journeys are really important. And then we start talking about all of these other things.
So she says, I don't like apples, you know.
That's what you know.
I might not be.
Step away. Yeah, because she'll help you, literally.
So you're basically saying you can say anything, just be genuine. And if she likes you, she'll respond.
She will literally respond to you.
But not a pickup line. A pickup line would never work on
me. Pickup lines are so boring.
What?
Not boring. They just make me like think,
yeah, real. It's like, no, it's like a riddle, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
true.
Someone once said to me, I know your name is Zama. Can I Zama my chances with you?
So, option A.
Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
no, but if it's like a joke, I feel like, because I always open up with a joke. I'll be like, yo, did you see that person? Did you see that person? I'll be like, oh, yeah. What person? I'll be like, nah, like your future person, I'm right here. Can you see me? Ah, then it changes the whole vibe. But anyways,
you see, but that's the thing. Like she's saying that if she likes you, she'll respond.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's no good or bad way to approach. It's if you are the person's type.
Literally.
So in terms of like, because I'm throwing us back into like this masculinity chat, right? Have you ever felt responsible for teaching your partner how to be the right type of masculine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I have.
And is that like something that's like...
Like, well, how did you do? What happened? Give us like a scenario.
An example would be... Wait, let me think. Like, being too rough, for example.
Mm.
Like, be gentle. Mm. I'm not your nigga. You don't need to like... tackle me and like... Oh my gosh! Like...
Damn, son.
Yeah, so I would say so. I would say so, but at the same time, not too much. I think I attract the right kind of masculine.
I think for us as men, it's very hard to place yourself on the masculine like spectrum, especially because I think it's very dependent on who you're dating. Some girls respond very much really like well to a guy that's like very cold, very like, yeah, babe. Bing, you know, and some girls want the, you know, when I was growing up, I never had this, I never had that. And you always, as a man, have to adjust yourself to a woman's expectation of what a man's is, which is very tough because I think from this conversation, we can already see that we don't have a general, like, definition. It's very dependent.
Yeah.
Right? So that's just making me think about like, oh, it's like, wow.
A lot,
yeah. Right? Like, yo, like if Tato dating you, for example, and me dating you would be two different experiences.
Yeah.
And two different types of like masculinity. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
so.
Not real. Okay, got a few more. Avoids girly drinks or orders whatever he likes, regardless of stereotypes.
Orders whatever he likes.
So like strawberry daiquiri.
Be yourself, babe. Really? Be yourself. Like be real. Yourself.
Takes charge in group settings or encourages group collaboration?
Takes charge. I think a man who takes charge in any setting is just automatically attractive.
Mm.
But not too much. Like, don't be
bossy.
Yeah, yeah.
Lead with style.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Prioritizes career over relationships or balances career and personal life?
Balances career and personal life.
That's less of income.
I guess, but no, but income and memories and moments, like you can make money any day. You can't
compare the two.
Yeah.
But money has been associated. No, let's
but what creates the memories?
No, yeah. money is associated with masculinity.
100%.
It's not. Yeah. Like we have terms like the ice boy. You know what I'm saying? Ice boy.
Yeah. Fruit
man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So obviously like terms like that differentiate. I generally think, in my opinion, money is linked to how masculine you can be.
Yeah, because it showcases your ability to generate income.
Yeah.
Like you're a leader. You're
and as you said, caretake.
Yeah.
Also provide and et cetera.
Yeah.
So now, when a man now doesn't have that income, in your opinion, how do you now? Again, we are responsible for teaching masculinity, as we said earlier. How do you now mitigate the risk of loss? Because now you are delivering the Uber Eats, you are paying for you know, you are adding a lot of money into your relationship as a woman, which I believe is insane, first of all. But how would you handle that?
I mean, I think it's not really my role.
Mm.
Like I do, a lot of people don't believe in gender roles, but I honestly do, guys. We're male and female for a reason. Mm. We're not equal. We're not supposed to be.
Hallelujah.
Like we're not supposed to be. Like men are men and women are women.
Fully.
You know? So in that situation, I don't know. It would definitely take away from us. But if I really like you, I guess there's only so much I can big as hell, but
So would you say your deal breaker in a relationship of a man would be, for example, like, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to ask this question. I'm trying to say, okay, so let's say this man, right? He's big on like gestures and all those things, you know? Like he's giving you that one, it's not a bouquet.
Yeah.
But he's giving you the one flower.
Yes.
He is a caretaker.
Yes.
But he's caretaking in noodles, for example. Okay. You know. Sharp, you have to pay, but it's once in a while, once every 2 months. Is that type of relationship still like within
100%.
The. Okay. That's what I was trying to see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you sent me a TikTok of some couple who like went. They woke up in the morning, took a taxi to Mainland.
Oh, yes. They took a taxi to Mainland. He changed.
He changed, put on a suit. They went to Spur. Like, they basically celebrated his birthday in the most affordable way.
Yeah.
And it showed you that his partner didn't mind.
What did the comment section say?
I mean, the comment section.
I read the comment section. And the women were roasting him. They were like, what type of man wears a suit at a bowling alley?
Oh,
what type of man takes, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. For example. But that's social media here as society standards are just so crazy.
Yeah, which is why for me, like, detaching away from social media in relationships is a very big part of 100%. Relationships. Because if your relationship is so enticed into, like, people's opinions, it will, like, disintegrate as time goes by. You know what I'm saying?
True. Yeah. Zama, where do you think like the need for masculinity like comes from? Like, do you think men are becoming masculine to like showcase other men who's the most, you know, manly man? Or do you think it's like yearned from women and we are now showing up to you guys as how you guys want to receive us?
Honestly, I think it comes from God. Mm. Like in the beginning of time, we were taken as women from the rib. And you guys were on this place to, Adam was here, he had the role to name every animal. He was put in the Garden of Eden to take care of it all. And then, you know, woman entered through a man.
Mm.
you know.
Then what happened?
And then sin entered as well.
they lost the property. They lost the animals. They even lost the deal with the apple. They lost everything after he lost the dream, Munna. Yes,
wow, that's crazy.
And then chaos started on earth.
Yeah, by the way. Because of women.
There we go. But men have the Adam's apple. Doesn't make sense. So one of us is lying, but it's fine.
I think it comes from that. I honestly think it's not like that's just the way God has ordained things to be. Like men are... We're placed here first, you guys. And then because of the sin and everything that happened, God said, you guys will work, you will sweat for your food.
Yeah.
We'll work for your food. You will do all of that. And then women as well, we have our own, you know, we have to go through pain of childbirth. Mm. We have to, you know, all of that. But I think if we take out society and how people believe we are supposed to, what society believes... masculinity is, and excuse me, where that line comes from, it actually comes from just the way God ordained life. Yeah.
I think 100% agree with you. I think the only problem now is because you're basically justifying being pro gender roles, which I also agree with, because that's how things have been for centuries. The problem is now the scale of your masculinity is being affected now, which now introducing toxic masculinity. So it's like, yes, a man must be a leader, but now he's not allowed to showcase any emotions. You get what I'm saying? So how do we now find that balance between you should be a masculine man because, you know, that's how things are like, but it's also okay for you to lead, but sometimes, you know, have a little bit of emotions here and there. It's okay for you to lead, but it's okay, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's what, like Zama said, I'm also very religious and I believe you go by the Bible. The Bible will tell you everything you need to do in your relationship. You know what I mean? Like, it will tell you, a man must provide for his woman. It will say a woman will serve her husband.
Fully.
All of those things. And like I said, I like to say I date for marriage, right? So in all of this is our practice for how we will live our marriage life, right? And I want to determine in this stage of relationship what type of masculinity I must be. So because obviously now, like we just said now, it's very dependent on like who you're dating.
So you're saying everyone must just, so you must follow the rules.
Yeah, follow the rules.
Masculine, and then the scale is up to...
It depends on your partner. Because your partner ultimately is the one experiencing you.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense. She's the one who's experiencing you. So why not go to her preferences and how she wants to be loved, but still maintain that position of like gender roles, etc. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, fully.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So this is the first person we don't all agree. All of us agree.
I know that's a good answer. It's like basically saying date someone who's willing to receive you as you, but show up as masculine.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think a huge thing about relationships is that like people like love the finished products, bro. None of us are finished products. We still have so many years to develop. And if you have a mindset like that in your relationships, it will reflect in like how you adjust your characteristics, how you adjust your mannerisms, etc.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I think that's very fair. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or you break up.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Have you ever like had to change, you know, the way you behave due to toxic masculinity?
Yes.
For example, like
I dated a girl. So back in my...
Even within friendships and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I dated a weeper, bro. Like, she would cry at, like, every small thing. You know, like, I'm so upset. I don't know how to speak to you. And, like, I just feel like... breathe! You know what I'm saying? Those type of babes. You know, you're holding a hand and you're like... you're breathing with her and stuff and all those things. And I'm my father's son. I'm very logical. I'm not even emotional. I'm a very logical person.
Mm.
If A and B, what comes after next? After B? C. You can't tell me Z comes after C just because emotionally there's a gap between, you know what I'm saying? So
I guess, but okay. Continue.
No, go ahead.
Emotions also play a part.
Yes. Yeah. And so I had to become now the softest, most sponge-like partner type vibe. Right, where again you don't get to be like, are we lapo? Be like, please, are we lapo?
I'm so dead.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What about you? Never, nah.
I know. I mean, it's like so. Like being emotional and being sensitive is also like, it's like it's frowned upon. So with my guy friends, like I'm the type of guy like because of my sister. Like, oh wait, sharp, sharp, I love you guys. Mm. Or like, how are you? Like, you know, like, how are you doing? So like, I would shy away from those type of things with my previous friendship groups for a while because it was like kind of frowned upon. Like, ah, dude, why are you so sensitive all the time? Mm. Why are you being so emotional? I was like, no, gents, like, if we're going to be friends, I want to just talk about like girls and like groove. Like, I want to know like if you're good, like how's work for you? I also want you to know why you're still here, that I also care and love you. Mm. It's not like I'm saying like, oh, I love you so much. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, oh, dog, I love you, dog.
Because you also never know when the last time you're going to say that.
You get me? So that's like a place where it's like, hey, dude, men don't do that. But now I don't care. Because like, I think I tell you, it'd be that Percy, I tell him all the time. Like,
I'm lying.
I don't tell Percy I love him.
I tell all my boys I love them. Percy never says it back. But I always say I love
you. No, Percy actually always says it.
No, I say to Percy, I'll be like, except like, dog, I love you. He's like, away. See you next time. Kunze says it when he feels it, which is after usually Percy's, three Hennessys.
Percy says it to drive-through people. And
yes, Percy just says it to Uber Eats drivers and drive-through people, which is weird.
Sharp, thank you, love you.
Tina says it to me. Sia says it to me. Kunze says it when he's, you know, after three.
Yeah, he's probably one of the most masculine,
out of all of us.
Emotional,
yeah,
men ever.
Yeah, like one time I called Kunze and I said, "I'm having such a bad day, bro, and I don't know what I'm gonna do." He's like, "But like, what are you gonna stop this thing of like complaining, poison, and like do something about it?" I'm like, "Dude, I'm venting."
Yeah. Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
So again, like I think we try to do this new age of like masculinity, which has feminine features in it and et cetera. So we try to still be sensitive, but still be a man. And I hope you can see it's a very hard act.
It is.
Because you get to be you.
I guess, but also, yeah.
But if I flip it into like femininity, how do I say this?
Femininity.
Yeah.
That one.
Femininity.
One.
Femininity.
If you look at your femininity, as a contrast, is it would you say it's a polar opposite to what you perceive masculinity to be? Or would you say it still has, as Tato said, like, yo, this is like what I want from a girl. So would you say it's identical, actually?
I wouldn't say it's identical, but there are some parts where it kind of like fits.
Yeah.
Mm. It fits, like there needs to be a balance of everything.
Okay.
Like I definitely... Like, I know I'm not ready to get married because I'm not trying to submit to a man right now.
Okay.
But when the time comes when I do get married, I know that I have to allow my man to lead.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, so now, well, marriage is far. In the boyfriends, where is the submissions? Do you submit to a boyfriend? Or is that, like, I'm trying to see, like, when in womanhood do you say to yourself, okay, right now is the time when now I will submit?
Okay, how does it look? Let's first paint how it looks first, and then maybe we can go on to that question.
Yeah,
how does feminism look like?
Yeah, like how does
feminism femininity look like? It's like,
I would say it looks like, for me, I can only speak for myself, but for me it's about being taken care of. It's about
It's about receiving the masculinity.
Yeah.
Like, to be a woman as well. Yeah.
You know, like...
No, but I hear you. Yeah. She's still going. She's not done. Sorry.
I'm glad you dropped this podcast. So you can just send it to anyone you're talking to. You just say, hey, by the way, this is what I want.
No, but real though. Like, yeah. I think I definitely play my role. But the same way I'll be that... partner that, like, if you're hungry, I'm gonna make you a good meal. Not because I'm objected to, but because it's just, I love taking care of a partner.
Okay.
Like, it's in my nature. It's part of like being a woman.
Do you know where I struggle now? Like, so I'm a very like leader, dominant man, paying the standard, whatever thingy. But it's time for my partner to cook for me, clean for me. Mm. I struggle to receive it so much.
Really?
I don't.
Same.
Maybe because it's like, maybe it's a thing of, yeah, even in relationships, man. Like, let's say I've got a girl over and she's come over, this is the fourth time. The past three times I've bought food. The fourth time I've got groceries. She's like, no, let me cook for you. I'd be like, ish, no. Yeah, I feel like I'm inconveniencing her.
I'm like, oh my God, she already cooked like
but
once.
But I think
this
that's
week.
When you, that's where you need to let that toxic masculinity go.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you need to allow yourself to receive as well. Yeah. As much as, because when, like, that's the thing about partners. Like, it was so crazy. I was with one of my friends yesterday. Mm. And he, like, so he stays this side, I stay in Pretoria. Mm. So it's a thing of, he'll drop me off in the middle that I request. And I was like, there was no need for that though, because now we were having fun, we were drinking, like all of that. And now he's driving, there's cops, all of that. And I didn't want that situation. So now we came into like almost a fight because I was like, no, I was just going to request Vele. I'm Ubering. So I'll just Uber that side. And then you are her, because we were in Sandton. And then he was like, no, but it's safer for you. And I was like, okay, but I also care about your safety. Like, you're going to have to go back and drive. So now it's a thing of we both were caring about each other's safety.
Yeah.
So you also need to allow yourself to receive. So when I was like, okay, he wants to be a man, just drop me off. It's fine.
I thought you said my friend.
I thought you said my friend. I made it bad. I can understand where it comes from.
No,
but I get that. You need to allow yourselves to receive.
And I'm really trying to practice it, because I'm realizing that, like, I do enough to receive.
Yes. Like,
that counterpart.
Literally.
You do what is the standard right now? Yeah. Like, for, like, you know,
boyfriend talking to
boyfriend, stage, whatever. Everything. I think we all do it really well.
Yeah.
But it's the other side that really struggle to accept women. Because also, you have to understand, women complain a lot online. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
We're like scared. A lot.
We are scared. I'm scared if I say, can I have a Lidombolo? I might see it on Twitter the next day. #Lidombolo, #Rampedi.
#Twitter. And then also, women are scared that when they cook for you, then you're going to say, look at this breakfast.
Like, someone, it doesn't, like, slap.
Yeah, if it doesn't slap and
I've dated girls where their food didn't bang also, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I've dated girls where, like, the food didn't bang at all. We'd always, like, get takeout or iCook.
But when she did make for you, did you eat it?
No, when she made food, it felt like it was a threat.
On your life.
In my life. Remember I told you?
But did you eat it though?
Hmm? Yes, I'd finish the plate.
Really?
Of course I would. After that, I'd go into the bathroom. I'd drink as much water just to dilute whatever my...
whatever she was doing.
Woo!
That's crazy.
But on that side, so when a woman is missing those femininity qualities as men, what do you think our response should be? Should we just be like, okay, you're not a woman, then we're out?
Yeah, because
for men, if you're not a this man, you're out. So also for us, we must be that way, or we,
because women are also very vocal. I know, like, I've been with girls where I don't see their feminine side coming out enough for my liking. You get what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to cleanliness, when it comes to even maybe the way that they are dressing, talking. Do we correct or do we move away and, like, create distance?
I think it's always good to communicate and correct, because, you know, at the end of the day, we need each other. And it's important to, like, the only way you can know you're doing something wrong is if somebody's vocal about it.
Yeah.
You know? So I think, like, speak your truth, like, mention what you need changed.
But how do you speak without the person taking offense?
Yeah, but then it's a them problem. I think the best way you can say is, listen, I want to talk to you about something, and I don't want you to take this in the wrong way.
Okay.
You need to find more women like
that. Yeah, you are very emotionally intelligent.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk about this. I found a scene.
Break the
recognized. Yes, I even started listening. Yeah, man. No, but I think it's like we said, like how we said earlier, a lot of the responsibility sometimes lies on women to teach men how to be like the type of man they want to be. And equally, it takes on our role as well to communicate and say, listen, I actually like this and this and this.
Because that's the thing. My mom always taught me, like, when you are with somebody, everybody likes to be loved in a different way. Maybe your love language is physical touch and somebody else's love language is quality time, but you don't really value time like that.
Yeah.
Like, for you, it's not. So you need to understand, like, what somebody likes to, how they like to be loved. And by that, it's through communication. So you need to, like, not to necessarily teach somebody how to love you, because when you're with somebody, they need to have love already.
Yeah.
But you need to show them how you like to be loved and what you like for yourself, you know, and vice versa.
100%.
I'm sorry. So, okay. And you're single. Guys, okay. So you're single now. So one more time. So you said earlier on the podcast, you said how, like, oh no, like right now, I know I'm not ready to submit to a man right now. Right. What are sort of the requirements that you say to yourself? Like, okay, this is my phase of my life right now. I'm not willing to submit. Like, what makes you say that about your life, that you're not ready right now to encounter, like,
what
masculinity?
What put you there?
Yeah, like, what put you there? Because people might be back home and they, like, might be like, ish, I'm in that phase of, like, maybe yeah. I should also not be submitting to men and whatever. Yeah. So
I have this analogy. Okay, wait. Let me take it back. I feel like, for me, I'm still very focused on myself. I grew up in a household where my mom basically took care of everything. And maybe that's, like, trauma. To an extent, but I feel the need to always make sure I hold it down. Like, I don't want to need a man. Like I want to need my husband, and that's also why I think I need to heal. Like, I need to remove that part. Because if I do, let's say I meet a man and now, you know, I'm going to need him. I want to need my man, but I don't want to need a man right now. Like, I don't want to need y'all. Like,
do you think you're in fear of needing him? Because you understand that, like, when you're in a relationship, you're in a submit to the man and lean on the man. So now, because of your want and a husband, you said you want a husband, eh?
Yes.
Are you scared that because of your want and your husband, you allow that husband to be anyone? Like, anyone that comes and ready to make your wife?
No. Absolutely not. Yeah. My gosh, it's a scary world out here. Yeah.
Very scary.
But that's the thing. My analogy is basically, you see, you mm-hmm. and you, mm-hmm. you know yourself. I know myself very well. Mm-hmm. You know what you do behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. You know all of the above. Now, if you had to have somebody come into your life, like, you know how disciplined you are, you know how much self-control you have, you know all of these things about yourself. If you had to have somebody come into your life and they have the exact same traits as you, same discipline, same amount of everything, like, you know, self-control, all of that, would you be satisfied with that person?
That's the thing. Knowing myself, I'd definitely say no.
Okay.
Like, that's just me being honest.
Yes.
Right? Because obviously there's so much... There's so many things that I feel as if that I need to still work on.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm seeing where you're taking me through it now.
Yes, I see. Me too.
So that means I must stop talking to girls because that's how I feel. I know, I'm trying to see whatever.
I like that.
You took me through it. So,
so the point of that question is to basically be like, are you where you're meant to be?
Mm. Yes. Like do would you date feel yourself? Like, yeah, basically.
Like, are you ready to, okay.
Like, if you had to receive somebody... Yeah. That is.
Hey, wait. What was your answer? I know you said it in your mind. I'm just stupid. I said it out loud. What is your answer? You have to think about.
No, like, it's, my answer was like
very powerful stuff. By the way,
yeah, it was really good.
Very powerful stuff because you literally forced me to metaphorically look into a mirror and say, "Do I want to give this person to the world?"
Yeah,
you have to understand some people. I would say are their hardest critics, but they still are deserving of love. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I want to say my answer is low key yes. Like okay. I would. Oh, yeah, yes. if a person came with the same ambition as me, the same work ethic as me, the same ability to love as me, the same consideration, the same
everything,
I'd be like, okay, cool. But I can also see that me and this person still need to just... There's still a journey that we still need to both go through. But I'd be willing to go through that journey with that person.
Okay.
Yeah. So my answer is yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's beautiful.
I think for me, like...
But I'm also 27.
I think...
Oh. So, like, I'm also, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I just think for me, it's like, I love so much. Like, my heart is like... I know people won't believe me, but I'm being for real. Like, my heart is so big. I'm so sensitive with, like, love.
Yeah.
That I just want the ability to be able to give that same amount, receive it, basically. I don't think anyone at this current time has that amount of love that I'm able to give.
Or maybe let's say your type, because there are girls that have the type of love.
Yes, but there must also be
the woman that you go for.
Yes,
And because you have so much love to give, you're always trying to show.
Yeah,
them
I'm always trying to overcompensate because there's not enough love. I'm not seeing enough love in the bucket.
So you're giving to the wrong people as well.
Yeah, that means you're pouring to the wrong people. Yeah. So I really like your question.
And then you're emptying out of yourself.
Mm. I really like that question.
Because no one is pouring back into you.
I can't wait to cook that question on the group chat. Gents. And like, no, but I really like that. I really liked that question. Mm. Wow.
Yeah, that's good. Yo, it has me like in a weird position right now.
Because I agree with you, but I'm saying no, I wouldn't give this myself to other people. But at the same time, I'm like, yo, dude, I bang so much. Like, why would I not give this to
you?
Yeah, deep question. So deep that the camera cut.
Yeah, guys, like, we started talking. We said, actually, we can't say that online.
Yeah, you're like, whoa. You know what? Let's cut that part out. But we're back now.
Yeah, so, you know, while preparing for this episode, I was like, there's going to be a point where we speak about masculinity and we see that there's going to be a need for men to unlearn toxic traits within that subject matter. And so I got like a 5-step guide on how to overcome toxic masculinity. So I want to go through it. Maybe we also need it.
1 second.
Wow, where now?
Are you, yeah, are you blocking your ears?
I don't want to hear this stuff. What does ChatGPT know about being a man?
Who said it was ChatGPT?
Does ChatGPT pay bills? Does ChatGPT go to dinner? He doesn't know the feeling, don't know.
Oh, is it?
Oh, you don't have it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably my chat.
But I remember what it said though. The first, but it was like literally, you know, the grieving steps when you the steps of grieving.
Oh, like steps. When you lose someone, those steps that you go through. But while he's looking for it, I actually want to speak to you and say that. So now, of course, you've now determined. Okay, I'm not ready to submit to a man. I'm not.
Yes.
I'm not ready for that.
Not right now.
Yeah. So what happens if? Have you ever gone through that thing where you've met the perfect person? But the wrong time.
I don't believe in that.
So you don't believe in that at all? Okay.
Because that's basically saying that God's timing is off. And I feel like every person is put in your life for a reason. It's either for a season. It's either for whatever it is to teach you whatever you have to go through.
Mm.
But they never come at the wrong time. They were supposed to experience you before you had this podcast. Mm. They were supposed to experience you before you made yourself who you were. They were supposed to experience you after you made yourself who you were. Every single person has a part to play in your life the same way you have this, a part to play in their life. So there's no such thing as right person, wrong time.
So God sent me all those talking stages to teach me art, my man.
All.
Yeah.
Some of them the devil sent.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I can speak as somebody who's experienced relationships from the devil, like a full counterfeit.
Same.
A full counterfeit. Oh, but that's where impatience comes from.
Yeah.
Because you're impatient to wait for the person that God has for you.
Yeah. I think for me, it's like the moment I can see, like, okay, cool, this is becoming a godly relationship. I'm like, oh, I'm in the right place.
Okay.
But the moment I'm like, oh, this has become a bit like closer to hell, which is like what I perceive to be away from, really away from God. Yeah. So like now we're just always partying, we're always drinking, yeah. We're always like, it's never like, let's cook a meal, let's paint, let's make a, that's when I'm like, okay, on the spectrum of like, am I in the right place or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like, as you said, God's timing doesn't play.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So in a situation like that, where you feel like you are in a place where you're meeting people who are either from hell or from heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. Do you feel like, what is your take on abstinence in a relationship?
No, I don't believe in giving up.
Within the relationship.
Yeah.
Let me tell you one thing now. No, wait. I don't believe in giving up anything, Mina. I don't give up on myself. I don't give up.
So what does that mean? You're not answering the question.
Zama, I don't give up anything. I mean, I don't believe in pausing. I go until I can't go anymore.
You're saying it never was there.
So I've
you saying no, like he says like you've never stopped having sexual relations with the
partner. Oh, really?
No, no. So for me,
would you stop having sex with
your partner? So abstaining doesn't only be, doesn't, it's not only sexual.
Yeah.
There are certain things you can do in your relationship too, like.
Like what?
Like, for example, you can say to, okay, we're going to stop drinking, we're going to start eating healthy.
Yeah.
So we're abstaining from like fast food and stuff like that too. So I've done things like that.
Okay.
Sexually, I will never be celibate in a relationship because that is how I express my love for you.
This is deception.
No. I've trained too long
Okay,
I know it sounds like I'm making a joke.
The way you feel like this now.
Yeah.
And you want a wife,
yes,
I'm assuming,
yes,
one day.
Yes.
Now, do you feel like you would be okay with her also exploring, like, yes, she's going through relationship?
Yes, I don't want...
giving herself to these
my
people.
Wife must not be embarrassed of her sexual journey, bro.
No, it's not about being embarrassed. I think it's about, you know, guys, like, this whole...
There's a number that's too much. I know.
It's not even about the number. Because it can be that one person. You can literally, like, I think people don't understand how deep sexual intercourse is. Like, a lot of people think it's just sex and it's like, oh my gosh, it's my first time. But people are actually carrying a lot.
We're carrying soul ties with each other. We're carrying.
And there's people who you'll literally see a beautiful woman and you think like, I'm just, oh, yo, I just want to tap that.
Mm.
And she's like, her journey and her mission, like, she knows what she's doing. She's like, I'm collecting souls.
Mm.
And you're going and you're sleeping with people like that because you just don't want to abstain. You don't want to, you know.
But I'm more of a learn on the job type guy. Not learn from a textbook. I prefer the practicals to go through that and say, okay, cool. I had no emotional connection with that woman. And the sex was like still good or still bad or etc. What type of sex do I want for myself? But not let me take a break from sex and decide what type. I want to still see.
How do you feel about this, Tato?
on his last point, so I can't. I've tried it before, ne? Mm. I can't have sexual relations with a girl that I don't genuinely care for. I tried it, and I was like, yo, yes, actually, I can't do this. Abstaining, I think in a relationship, if you guys can see that you're in a specific part of, like, you know, wherever you're going and it's not good, it's good to abstain. Like, if you see, okay, cool, maybe we're having too much sex and it's affecting, like, work and stuff or whatever, or our relationship, let's stop, cool, I'm down with that. I'm down for celibacy in relationships too, though. I was celibate once in a relationship.
I've also been celibate once
with my partner. And it was really good for us because we felt like there was a disconnect and whatever, so that helps.
Horrible time in my life.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are speaking about those things.
So wait, sorry. Being celibate brought you guys closer.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, because that's the thing. I think, like, guys, we don't actually, like...
Now, imagine if you went celibate, how close you would have been.
No, like, yes. I honestly feel so passionate about this topic.
I also do.
It's just one of those things where it's, like, I've experienced, like, being with somebody and then, like, as somebody who is abstaining and waiting for marriage, I have been in a situation where it's, like, okay, my partner, I love him so much. So much, and I'm, like, okay... I'll just compromise this and I'll just, and everything just goes downhill from there because now you're already making compromises. You're already feeling like this person doesn't love me just because I don't want to give them sex. Mm. Like that's crazy. Mm. Yeah. Like, you know, I think this society, like sex is such a thing now. It's so normalized.
It's very popular also.
Yeah, it's weird. So normalized. It's very popular. And that's where self-control comes in. Like you need to be self-controlled.
I think I was on the opposite side of that. Like I dated this girl. Hey, I've dated so many girls and so many stories. But I've dated this girl and she was celibate and she was waiting for marriage. And I was on her journey with her and I waited with her. I didn't complain. And I think towards the end of the relationship, I started saying, you know what? Actually, dude, we've been together for like how many years? Mm. I really want to try this thing once. I just need to know.
Oh, so you hadn't broken your virginity yet?
No, I had. She had.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So, and I remember the number one theme that she kept saying is, after we have sex, then what? Like, then what? Like, what are we going to, like, what's going to change between you and I? You're still not going to love me. You're going to love me. What, this is that.
Yo.
And I also said, after sex, then what?
Yo.
You're still going to love me. You're still going to, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Right? But I was so uncomfortable with thinking to myself, I'm going to date this person until we get married. And I'm only going to find out on the wedding day that we're going to have sex. And keep in mind, after we broke up, she had sex with the next guy. So it was just me that she didn't want to have sex with. Type vibe, right?
Okay, but I guess it depends on the journey. But I hear you.
Yeah. In that season, she was hyper-focused on it.
Yeah.
Yes,
maybe she lost interest in that.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
But that taught me that, like, I've been abstaining for, like, so many years with this girl, the one girl I loved so much, when the whole time I could have just been having sex with her and experiencing it in the fullest.
Yeah, I get you.
So I understand
sex without love is just horrible, bro.
It's like riding a bicycle with those other wheels. the ones that help you learn how to ride a bicycle. Yes. When you want to turn fast, you can't turn.
Also, you know what happens in relationships now. So I feel like we always like we get comfortable with each other. We get serious dopamine hits from sex, and then we stop spending time with each other in the relationship. So now it's like dopamine, watch TV together, watching a show. Dopamine, have sex. Dopamine, have sex. Dopamine, go out. Then it's like you stop going out with your partner, you stop chewing with your partner, now all on your phone with your partner, then you have sex. So when you remove sex, it's like you find other ways to get that dopamine release and hits through doing a puzzle together, through going
out. That one is, I hear what you're
saying.
There's
so many different levels of intimacy. Yeah, guys.
There is.
So sex always clouds the rest, the other ones. So
yeah, but
it's such a big, because sex is also a lot.
Yeah, and it bangs, yo.
Sex is a lot on the body, bro.
It is.
After you've had sex, they're like, oh, that was like a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you can even look at the other person and say, wow, should we have done this? But I like what you're saying about like relearning how to be intimate with your partner in a non-sexual way.
Yeah.
I think that's something that like I've always just been good at. I'm very romantic, bro. Ish. So like I've always just been like, and I love spending time with my partner. So that's why sex also is just like it's like a bonus track.
But why can't you wait for it?
Huh? So I wasn't pro waiting for it. I was pro abstaining when you guys are liking
connection.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you really like your partner. Abstaining, like but you know what's crazy? The older I get and the more sex I have, the more I'm like, oh, this thing should actually be like
Not once in a while.
No, the sex should be very like regular. But it should happen in a stage where I'm in deep love with someone, man. Like
at least.
At least, yeah, like,
yeah.
I think it would be fair to say it's not good for anyone to have sex with in talking stages. Like, maybe have sex with your girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
That one I agree.
That one I agree with. Because sex is a lot, bro.
Because Iman, that was added in the Bible of like, don't have sex before. In my opinion, it was added in the Bible. Because they were trying to say to you guys, because back then there was no condoms. There was no...
Yeah.
So they were trying to make sure that no one has illegitimate children with... And you still want to fall in love with other people. Like, rather just wait. You understand?
Yeah.
And I think, cool. I will say it's a huge test and a huge way to estimate how much your partner loves you by saying, let's be celibate. Because if they wild out and they say, no, why not? Then that means...
It was never that deep.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so we've obviously enjoyed our time with you. It was very nice.
I think Shem, I feel like today I was more of like a... audience member. Like, I was really enjoying I was enjoying throwing a comment, like a topic, and then hearing how you guys feel about it.
I think we're so opposite, like we're so like on different sides of different things, so it's very nice to hear both sides. I hope that you guys enjoyed it back home. Let us know what your favorite parts are, and of course please follow
Zamana Yomi.
And like, if you guys want to see her again, we'd love to have her again.
Let us know. It'll be cool to have like friends of the podcast. So because you, him and I have spoken.
Yeah, we know everything about each other.
Yeah.
And it's nice. So like, maybe like Zama can come frequently, or maybe she comes once in a while. Let us know. Like, let's be like, or maybe say, like if it wasn't.
Yeah, tell the truth.
Be honest.
I'm sure it was amazing. But continue. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, but guys, please make sure that you just subscribe, actually.
Just subscribe. Actually, drop a comment this time. Like,
yeah,
I haven't seen some engagement in a while. The previous podcast, you guys engaged, shut up. But like, tell us how that made you feel. Like, unpack, like summarize. Let us know where you stand also with like, you know, masculinity.
And thank you so much, and we'll see you guys next time with Seated with Lebo and Tato and Zama.
And also, I actually just want to say something.
Go ahead.
Thank you guys for having me. You guys are such beautiful souls. Really want you guys to stop giving yourselves to people who don't deserve you.
Real.
Okay. And just, keep doing what you guys are doing. You guys are doing amazing, and it's literally
upwards.
Cool. Close to the top. Shout out. Thank you so much. That was really nice. Thank you, Zama. What did you say?
I wish you guys wouldn't be able to see it on audio, but she put her hand up and she just kept pointing up. So onwards. But onwards. See you guys next week. Bye. Ray-Bans and catamarans.